Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we're at a new time today. The clocks have changed from National Public Radio, and you'll be right at 7:45 every morning now.
Well, that's good as long as I'm here. By the way, David, you know, there's snow out there, and I think everybody has to be very, very careful this morning. I came over very early at 3:30 in the morning, but I can tell you it's deceptive. And the weathermen were predicting rain today, but it turns out in our area it's snow. And it'll change to rain, but it is very, very, very slippery out there. So I want to tell all our friends to be very careful this morning.
Well, as the first snow falls, we'll start with some not-so-good news. We see ISIS has another video claims to prove execution of an American, Peter Kasich, a 26-year-old American aid worker.
David, for the life of me, I can't understand these guys. They obviously want to instill fear, total fear, into the populations that they are fighting with. And to some degree, that works. But in the long run, it's a very stupid strategy, because I can't think of anything that would mobilize the people of this country and of the allies of this country to feel, okay, this is just too far. And it's just such a specific example of man's inhumanity to man that would motivate action. You know, I keep thinking back to the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor. You know, there are some things in this country that when you do them to Americans, you really just say, okay, that's enough. We're going to just put a stop to this.
Let's turn to the Affordable Health Care Act, which had a test on Saturday. I saw one of the Obama administration folks, the Secretary of Health, on one of the morning shows claiming success with it. But of course, the Republicans are threatening to dismantle the law.
Well, yeah. Look, from the very beginning, there has been a propaganda effort to say that the Obama administration and the Affordable Health Care Act is a failure. You say it over and over and over and over again. You say it again about other things. Once you create this propaganda effort, people start to believe it. There's something else here, David, and that is a lot of Americans who could not afford health care before are being put on the rolls. And there are many people in this country who are always looking over their shoulders and saying, why should they, in quotes, they get anything? And that is part of what is happening here, too. You know, Franklin Roosevelt knew it. The greats have known it in this country. The New York Times knows it. You can't take everything away from people and expect that they are going to be supportive of the superstructure and the infrastructure of government. And that is part of what has happened here, so that there are some receptive ears to this kind of continual propaganda to say they don't deserve health care. They don't deserve this. No, every American deserves health care.